Dear God, the Father of all creation, we thank you for this day, for this moment, Lord, for this opportunity we have to hear the gospel proclaimed this evening. We are so thankful, Lord, for the many blessings you continue to bestow upon us. Thankful, Lord, for this day, Lord, for this new day that we have never seen before, Lord. We know there is much that is happening in our world and at this particular moment in time, Lord, but we are thankful for you being God. Thankful, Lord, for your promise, for the gospel, for salvation still being made available to us while we speak. Heavenly Father, we pray that there is someone seeking the truth this evening. Pray that there's someone who is searching for the truth, and pray that Brother Warner stand bold and declare to them the pure and unadulterated truth from your word, which is able to save their soul. Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with our speaker. Pray, Lord, in this preparation, you're able to help him recall those things he has studied and to have a recollection of those basic Bible truths that all men must know. Heavenly Father, we ask this prayer in your son's Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Bunder. We're very thankful tonight to have Larry Person on. Again, we are very appreciative for those who are not members of the Church of Christ. You are the VIP of our call, and we're so thankful to have you on tonight. Tonight, we're very thankful to have our speaker, the personal Brother Donald Warner from San Diego, California, 6th Street Church of Christ. And Brother Warner will be coming and bringing us a message from the Word of God. What said the Scripture about the gospel of your salvation? You want to listen carefully to this message. We pray you take your Bible and open it up, follow along with our speaker, and also take notes of the things he'll say. Now, pay attention to the things that he says as it pertains to the saving of your soul. Oh, boy, death is everywhere around us with the COVID-19. Death is everywhere. But God has said through his word, pointing unto man once to die, after death, there will be a judgment. So you want to listen carefully so your soul can be saved. Brother Warner, what said the Scripture about the gospel of your salvation? Tell us that.
Thank you, Brother Tommy, Tommy Brooks, and Brother Anthony Flonder for another opportunity to participate in this nationwide gospel call. From the 6th and 9th Street congregation here in San Diego, California, we salute all of you with a holy kiss. And if you're ever in our beautiful city, please stop and visit with us at the 6th and 9th Street congregation. As we all know, today is 9/11, and we'd like to remember those souls, the 3,000 souls that lost their lives at 9/11, 2001. Many people are still suffering from that tragedy and that attack on our country, but we survived. Pray for the state of California and surrounding states. We are in the midst of the worst wildfire storm in our history. Lives are being lost. Homes and businesses are being destroyed, burned to the ground. Many are suffering as we speak. Also pray for our country and the world as the coronavirus, COVID-19, this pandemic continues to wreak havoc, misery, and suffering in our country and around the world. In the United States, over 192,000 people have lost their lives to this deadly disease, and the number is increasing by 1,000 deaths per day. Take care of yourself, be safe, wear a mask. Pray for the thousands of families that are in grief over the loss of their loved ones. Many have lost their lives, and many are crying as we speak at this very moment, suffering in hospitals. We'd like to also ask you to remember the first responders, firefighters, policemen, paramedics, EMTs, nurses' aides, and doctors. Pray for them. They need it. We need them. This effort is being put forth to preach the gospel to save souls. We're thankful to our neighbors and our invitees from our work associates, our friends, families, and non-members in the Church of Christ. In the Church of Christ, we preach the gospel of truth to save people from the devil and damnation. Our first love is the church for which Christ died. We do not preach a watered-down, sugar-coated gospel, but the truth according to the spirit of holiness. We have our eyes open to religious divisions and the tricks of the devil. We understand that our battle is not against flesh and blood. We understand the flesh is weak. Therefore, we try to the very best of our ability to stay within the confines of God's word, book, chapter, and verse, rightly dividing the word of truth, the word of God, and giving the sense. I have been assigned tonight for what saith the scriptures, the gospel of your salvation. Let me ask you, if you have your Bibles, to turn to the epistle Paul wrote to the Ephesians, chapter 1, and I will be reading in your hearing verses 13 through 14. Once again, that's the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, beginning at verse number 13. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. He said, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believe, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory." Salvation, which is deliverance from sin and its consequences. And salvation is believed by all Christians to be brought about by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. When it comes to the salvation of your soul, the scripture teaches that there is one church, one gospel, and one Savior. The scripture also teaches that salvation is personal. I want to make a point of that. Salvation is personal, and that every person is responsible for the salvation of their own souls. Paul also teaches that it is a Christian obligation and their duty to save themselves. He said to the church at Philippi, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good will." It's our responsibility, our obligation, to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And I like this scripture because it teaches us that that's God's will. God is not willing that any man should suffer, but that all should come to repentance. Friends, neighbors, co-workers, what does the Bible say about the gospel of salvation? Well, to the church at Rome, Paul said, "It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." Romans chapter 1 and the verse is 16. The gospel covers topics relating to sin, repentance, forgiveness of sin, salvation, and many other topics that will help provide biblical guidance for any soul seeking to be saved. Jesus, the Savior, is not one of many ways to approach God for salvation, nor is he the best of several ways to approach God. No, Jesus is the only way to approach God. Jesus said in John chapter 14 and the verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Paul also said in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and the verses 5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Buddha would not get it done. Muhammad would not get it done. Only the name of Jesus Christ will get it done. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4 and verses 12, "For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." By the authority of Jesus Christ, a man must be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit for the remission of their sins. The gospel of your salvation. The purpose of the gospel is simply to proclaim God's plan to save his people or his children. The gospel asserts that man is lost and sinful and needs to be saved. In fact, Paul wrote to the church of Rome and said, Romans chapter 3 and the verses 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes, salvation is personal. Salvation is personal. And both men and women must be remorseful for their sinful or sin that they have committed and repent. I read in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10 the importance of repentance and turning from sin. Paul wrote, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. We must be godly sorry for the sins that we have committed and turn from them to obtain salvation. The gospel is the good news of our reconciliation from the death of sin to eternal life in Christ Jesus. But sadly, today, many are resting, that is, twisting scripture to teach another gospel. But Paul said, for though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. If someone come preaching another Jesus, let him be accursed. And unfortunately, many are preaching another Jesus that has a friend called St. Nicholas, the gospel of your salvation. The most important thing about the gospel of your salvation is to hear, believe, and obey God's word, because God's word is the word of truth. And the word of truth is the gospel of salvation. And the gospel of salvation teaches us that in order for one to be saved, they must repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2, and the verse is 38. Although the Bible was written over 16 centuries ago, and by at least 40 authors, it has one central theme, and that is salvation through faith in Christ and his church, his bride. Paul said, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10, he endured all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. To obtain the salvation of your soul, you must be in Christ and a member in his church for which he died and purchased with his own blood. The gospel of your salvation. Notice, friends, the gospel of your salvation. It must be personal. You must want to save yourself. Seek, Jesus said, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. You must save yourself from this untoward generation. Just hearing the gospel is not enough. It must lead to repentance, godliness, and faith in God to save. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verses 2, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said. The word of God, the gospel, will only profit us when we act on what it teaches and mix hearing with godly works, faith in godly works. I'm talking about the gospel of your salvation. The teaching of the gospel is our mission in the Church of Christ. And because the gospel is personal, we must, and we do, preach the absolute truth of the gospel without addition or subtraction. And to those who will obey the gospel truth, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 13, God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the attaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are called by the gospel. We are saved by the gospel. We have to have faith in the gospel, and we cannot, should not, will not add to or subtract from. Friends, neighbors, and listeners, back in the days of Moses, the Jews had to look up upon a brass serpent to be saved from the venomous and deadly bites of the serpent. And everyone who looked up was saved. And if you will be saved today, you too must look up to Christ. Jesus said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. John chapter 3, and the verse is 14 and 15. We're talking about the salvation of your soul. The salvation of the souls of men and women depend on whether or not they hear the gospel, believe the gospel, obey the gospel, and are baptized according to the teachings of the gospel, lifting up Jesus as their Savior. If not, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2, and the verse is number 2, how shall ye escape if ye neglect so great salvation, which hath the first begun to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto them by them that heard him? You will not be able to escape, my friend, if you do not obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Friends, neighbors, co-workers, it is not our hold on Christ that saves us. It is Christ. It is not our joy in Christ that saves us. It is Christ. And it is not even our faith in Christ. Although that's the instrument, it is still Christ's blood that saves us. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, in the verse 9, much more then, being now justified by Jesus' blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through God or him. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord Jesus for his ultimate sacrifice, that through his blood we have or can obtain salvation. The Bible communicates the message that Jesus is God in the flesh, and our salvation is dependent upon faith and belief in him as the Savior and him alone. To the church, or to Titus, Paul wrote, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we shall live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Grace came teaching. We must now obey the teachings of Christ. We have to deny ungodliness if we want to be saved. We have to deny worldly lust if we want to be saved. We have to live soberly, clear-mindedly, and we have to do things right or righteously. And, of course, we have to live godly, and especially before the ungodly. Salvation is all about the grace of God, while damnation is all about the will of man. Friends, neighbors, co-workers, saving you and I is the greatest and most concrete demonstration of God's love. It is the definitive display of his grace throughout all time and eternity. John said in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 9, and this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Thank you, God. Thank you for sending the Lord. Now we must appreciate him and do those things that he has commanded. I recall him saying, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? We must read scripture. And like I tell my congregation, when you read scripture, God is not talking to someone else. God is talking to you. God proved his great love, and he continues to prove it over and over again. But God proved his great love for us on the cross. When Christ hung and bled and died, it was God saying to this world, I love you. I love you. And so Paul said that God, even when we were dead in sin, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace are we saved. And has risen, raised us up together, and has made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. Friends, that heavenly place is in the church of Christ, the blood-bought church that Jesus purchased with his own blood. And there is only one. All the saved are in that one. Salvation came by means of three nails and two pieces of wood in a crucified Christ. And friends, Christ is a substitute for everything, but nothing is a substitute for Christ. And you must truly believe and trust him to be saved. Peter said, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Friends and neighbors, you got to believe that Jesus walked along the sandy shore of the Galilee. You got to believe the miracle he performed in Cana of Galilee at the first marriage. You got to believe that Jesus walked on those waters on the Sea of Galilee. You got to believe that Jesus, in fact, is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Salvation comes by believing the gospel of salvation. Since no man is excluded from calling upon God, the gates of salvation is open to all. There is nothing or no one to hinder you from entering but your own unbelief and your lack of faith. But Jesus will give an invitation to everybody. When he said in Matthew the 7th chapter and verse 13, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. This gospel call is trying to encourage people, to persuade people, that the church of Christ is entering into the gate. And if you enter into the gate and stay faithful until the very last, amen, Jesus said in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, I will give thee a crown of life. The invitation to enter the straight gate is to all people of every nation, language. John said in Revelation chapter 22 and 17, the Spirit and the bride said, come, and let him that hears say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. The invitation is open to everyone through salvation in Christ Jesus. Through salvation in Christ Jesus, for us who have been baptized, our past has been forgiven. Our present is given meaning, and our future is secure. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. The salvation of your soul will depend entirely on how much time and effort you devote to studying and understanding and obeying the scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and the verse is 15. Believe, my friends, as I bring this lesson to a close, believe and be saved. Have faith in the resurrected Christ and be faithful to him to the end of time. And you and I will hear him say one day, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. I don't know about you, but that's the goal for this preacher, is to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. In closing, what must I do to be saved? Both Jesus and the apostle, guided by the Holy Spirit, taught that to be saved, it is necessary that one hear the gospel. Romans chapter 10, 13 through 17, John 6 and 45, Revelation chapter 1 and the verse 3. You got to hear the gospel. And when you hear the gospel, you have to believe what you've heard. John chapter 2 and the verse 30 and 31, Hebrews 11 and 6, Acts 16 and 31. You then must repent of your sin. Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5, Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Acts 17, 30-31. You must then confess Christ Jesus to be the Son of God before men and women. Matthew chapter 10, verses 32-33. Romans chapter 10, verses 9-10. And you must be baptized. Jesus said in Mark 16, chapter verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized. And after baptism, you must live godly until the end of time. For your time on earth. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11. I appreciate the audience, and I hope and pray that I have said something that might help someone along the way to salvation. May God bless you. Bless all of you.
Thank you, Brother Warner. There's a gospel fire in San Diego, California, that we don't want nobody to put out. It's a fire that don't kill, but save. It's the gospel fire. You on fire, my brother. Like Jeremiah said, the fire shut up in your bone, but it ain't shut up, you letting the fire out. We appreciate you so very much for preaching this message and to our visitors tonight. Brother Warner did exactly what I wanted him to do on this call. All of us share the same concern, that is the saving of the souls of our listener. Tonight, you heard the gospel of yourself. It's personal. It's personal, and you must decide for yourself to obey the truth, for it's everlasting, eternally, too late. The truth has been preached tonight. If you want to be baptized, become a member of that true church, the Church of Christ, the only one you read about in the Bible. And get back with the person who invited you to hear this message tonight. A member of the Church of Christ invited you to hear this message. They wanted you because you're their friend, loved one, co-worker, someone in their family or just acquaintance. They wanted you to hear this truth. When you hear it and you believe it, then you too want to be baptized to avoid the fire of damnation, that the Lord can add you to the body of Christ, the Church of Christ, only one in the Bible. And if you want to study with us more, just go to nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. That's nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. And we will respond whether it's set you up Bible class or make arrangements to get you baptized so you too can be a member of that true church and you have obeyed the gospel of your personal salvation. It's about you making that decision. So we want to be assistance to you. Perhaps you just want to go back and listen to more lessons on the church or more lessons on baptism, they're on our website. Just go to hollowheightscoc.net. That's hollowheightscoc.net. And all of our sermons are there. The Nationwide Gospel Call, plenty of material is there, resources for you to get the information you need to make your personal decision. And so we ask you again to go to our website, hollowheightscoc.net, and everything is there for your convenience. Let us pray to God. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your many blessings of life. Thank you so very much for Jesus Christ, our Lord, who hung, bled, and died on Calvary, shed his blood after nails been driven in his hands and his feet. He was hanging there on that cross for 6 long hours. The suffering Savior that said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. We know that means to lift him up on the cross so the world will see the love of God. Your love, Father, was a love that would watch your child die and suffer on a cross, that men and women who say they love you could love you because of your son's love for them, and that he would hang on that cross for 6 hours. And it was him who said, greater love had no man than this, and he laid down his life for his friends. And I'm so thankful that I'm one of his friends, and we pray for all of those listening, they could see that you commended your love toward us. And while we were sinners, your son died on the cross. Thank you, Father, for sending him. Thank him. We thank him for giving his life. And we thank you for his precious blood that purchased his church. That same blood washed our sins away. The good news of the gospel that he suffered for us. And we thank you for that. And we love you for that. We love him. We pray for our visitor, Father, that they too can love you. And not only love you, but to obey you by being baptized in water for the remission of their sins in obedience to the gospel of their salvation. Lord, we just thank you for all of our preachers. Thank you for Brother Warner. Thank you for the fiery message he brought tonight, the message of salvation to them. That's personal for everyone, and that they should make that decision. Pray for our brothers and sisters across the nation. They too have been revived and edified. And we pray most importantly for those who have left your basic truths. They will come back home for what is everlasting and eternally too late. Understanding, there's no such thing as once saved, always saved. And we pray for our brothers and sisters across this nation. Thank you for our program. We pray you continue to bless it, Lord. We love you. And thank you, Father, all the brothers and sisters who support us, continue to call into this call and doing other ways they support our ministry. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Don't miss next week. We got a great lineup. We're going to talk about the heart, the serious conscience, the honest and good heart, the heart that is far from Jesus. Those who know, understand, everyone must obey from the heart, that form of doctrine. Don't miss it. I pray you have a good night's rest. It's Friday. Prepare for the first day of the week, y'all. Have a good night. Sleep peace.